This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And that's the ball game. The Padres take game two of the series. They're now 6-2 against the Giants this year. And this one, Mike, Giants had opportunities, and we've said this before, they just did not cash in.
Wow. My man, Kipe, I got a text. Can I read it from our guy Squirts, Donnie?
Sure.
Stop it, you guys, in my Fitzgerald voice. They stink. On to the Niners or Warriors. This team's done. Anything but a crappy baseball team you can't do anything about till the offseason.
Stop!
This is a crisis. I love.
Take
I don't
a playoff squirt.
Yeah, I don't. Man, dude, what? Okay, let me.
I know what you're gonna say, dude. What do you do?
Stein, you gotta be nicer to people, man.
Yeah, now
that was squirt.
No,
yeah, he's not
I'm
a program director.
I'm
and you know what?
Something.
Guru gives him too much power on this show.
No,
I'm sick of squirt texting in all the time and ruining the flow of the show.
What about your no-name friend?
That's email.
Wasn't you still read it?
Not on the air.
Instead of you
before,
do read it on.
No.
Evan, what's our guy's name? And he reads it on.
The with Harry.
There you go. Come on, Harry.
To hell with Harry.
Dude, he's been quiet lately.
No,
stop
he hasn't.
It. Hey.
He actually hasn't.
This is real. We're in our counseling session last night. I go through game film. You, Evan, and I. You'd think I don't. Every time I drive home, radio off. And I'm apologize to one Leonis Word. Because last year, I got loud.
Oh, my God.
Because I thought he was taking a shot at me.
It was this year.
Okay. All right, this year.
And
I like Leonis. No, he asked because he sent me something yesterday.
Yeah, that was a bad
What I did to Nick, who was taking subtle shots at me, I had to react. But how dare you be the mediator on how you talk to me daily like a dog.
Oh, please.
On how I talk to anybody. And for the show, I allow it. Because you wouldn't talk to me in the street like that because I'd have you in a trash can. But how dare you be, I think you overreact. I'm driving Evan and my foot just stepped on the gas like, Evan can tell me that. But not this guy who talks to his partner like a dog.
That's
rough. Waiting on him in the bushes. Oh, hey.
You were too hard on those guys. Both of them.
But you're hard on me every day.
What you did to Leonis was borderline unprofessional.
No, he
could have gotten you fired.
No, he's
you're just lucky that Nick.
He said a word, and he said it when he reached out to me, Leonis.
What's the word?
I'm looking up. Hold on. But he said the word that set me off. And I love Nick. I was just, come on, man. Stoddy, this thing's a mess.
We're a show of peace.
There we go. And I do want to say this to you. How far off are you? Because it sounds like you might be there where you're moving Melvin off the dartboard and putting Buster up there. Because I believe I will start doing that if he does not send a message to the fans that this is unacceptable and we got a manager and players telling us nobody has the answer. That constitutes change. That's all. Nothing personal against Bo Mel.
Okay.
But Buster,
fire
you are
him
a
now.
Winner.
Just get rid of him.
Well, what
now?
If he's giving him a one last gasp to see what you can do with the rest of this season?
That's
forget
pathetic,
that.
Then.
David Hernandez is like, dude, you're going to say they're 5.5 out. No, I'm not. No, I am not. Stoney, they're playing for Melvin's job. And you got two hits in 18 innings?
I don't know why. I got to be honest.
You hate that?
Well, and you're not the only one who says it. Melvin's managing for his job. Can somebody explain that, please?
He'll explain Melvin's managing for his job when you explain baseball has spoken.
Oh, baseball is definitely.
That's
baseball,
crazy.
It's not only spoken, it continues to speak.
What was the one from today? The bags? The
it's
bag
fair
line?
To wonder.
It's, right. It's just going to use but, all these words and phrases of the day.
Hey, look how Evan, he's glowing.
Evan brought it up. Baggerly used "it's fair to wonder" in consecutive paragraphs.
And I do wonder if but that gains traction if Buster lets Melvin finish, if they continue this debacle. Because that's what it is right now. And Stoney, you know how much it costs to go to a Giant game, pay for parking, get the fries, the nachos, the margaritas? The fans have done, they've gone above and beyond. And you're 1-12 in your last 13? Forget making the playoffs. Can you treat us to something?
This is
two
from,
runs
this
in
is
18
from,
innings.
And I know you, I know you, I was going to start with a little one-liner.
Go ahead. Not,
this is from, no, because I'm the mean to you, so I'll be nice to you. For all the way, this is from Andrew Baggerly. Right. Listen to this, because this is, now this you should get a wow on.
Okay.
For all the ways that Buster Posey's involvement in baseball operations has generated enthusiasm while designing a roster and lineup with far greater continuity, and here's the key line, it's fair to wonder if there are aspects of that approach that have worked to the organization's detriment.
And I don't think that's too strong because he's saying he's not there yet, but this is so bad, you could have the thought. Like right now, with calls and text, whatever you I think is all fair right now. There is nothing you could say about the Giants this season that I think right now is foul. You might disagree, Stoney. And that's why I just believe how I, just me growing up in sports, watching it, watching owners and general managers work, presidents of teams, guys get fired. They get relieved. It's not personal. Matt Williams, Pat Burrell, and you said this about a month ago. What's on the back of his baseball card that would give him the license to instruct anybody on how to come out of a slump or work on going the other way? Just think about it. Or is it the good old boy network to where, you know what, we're friends, Pat, guess what? You're hitting instructor. But Stoney, when you got this type of ineptness, I mean, man, it's fair to wonder.
Well,
Will Clark's probably like, if we got,
who cares?
No, because somebody brought him up by, oh, the boss put it on Twitter. Just, man. And Evan did say this about Posey. I'm not snitching. When it was announced he was managing.
Well.
Can I say, or you can say what you thought. Tell us. You said it on
no,
air.
No, I mean, you can snitch. It's fine.
I don't like snitching, but Evan was just, hey, Buster has no experience. But I don't think.
Say it like.
The Adamas signing I'm in on.
You sugarcoated
so is the Devers.
It. You sugarcoated it. He's like, I can't wait to see Posey fail.
That's not, stop it. That's not what I said.
Well,
he said, you guys.
No,
realize,
he talked about the.
He said, you guys realize that Buster Posey has no experience in the front office.
I get that.
But hey.
I like what he's done. I like what he's brought. I do like the additions outside of Verlander. I mean that. That's why I'm so just blown away at how this thing is going the other way. It is the Titanic right now in the bay.
It's just, now I know why you got to get on Melvin. Because if you like his acquisitions, then
you expect
you need to blame somebody because they've woefully underachieved. And why can't we just say that Buster's acquisitions up until this point have not worked out?
That is fair.
Okay.
But it's thin. What about the Baileys? What about the all-star that was Ramos and his I don't even know what's going on with him, Stoudy, but he's on my team. I'm not getting off of Ramos. And if right field is in his future, right field's in his future. I don't understand how you couldn't just put a lineup card if you're having tryouts. Hey, Fitzgerald, you're not playing. Ramos, go to right. Like, let's just do it now.
Well,
because that's how ludicrous Fitzgerald to me in right field is. Luciano, can he get some at-bats? Like, I know you think I'm playing. Are we so done with Matos? Hit a two-run homer against the Dodgers.
He stinks. Come on, Goo. He's hitting 170.
Fitzgerald stinks.
Well, then why did you think he was going to duplicate last year? Why did we think that? Let's go to Gary in Daly City.
Gary.
Hey, Gary. How you doing, man?
Guys, take care. Have a nice day.
Hey.
Basically, I've been watching this team, like I said, a long time. I didn't like when Posey took over. Like I told you guys know what I was saying.
Yeah.
He needed to bring in an old wise head to pump the brakes on him, a teacher, a journeyman, a Ned Colletti, guys like that. Everybody has one of the Jerry West, one of those guys, John McVay. He didn't do it. He thought, I'm Buster Posey. I can do this. He kept the same guys from Farhan in the front office. He brought in Randy Wynn. Maybe nice guy. He knows nothing about front office. It was a giant reunion tour. Look at all his list of guys he brought back. All his guys, where they all need a paycheck. I mean, until he brings somebody to give a whole evaluation of his whole organization from the A ball, rookie ball, to the triple A, to the major leagues, an honest evaluation. I didn't like Devers. I told you guys that.
Yeah, you did.
I did not like Adames. He couldn't hit a curveball. My scout buddy said, this guy cannot hit it. Look at the two teams he got traded. Milwaukee's on fire. Boston's on fire. Why would you rush? You evaluate your team. You weren't going to compete with the big boys. He needed some boy. He was just so happy somebody would sign here. But why would you extend Melvin? I wanted Stephen Voit before Busty took over. Yeah. Somebody from the outside. He doesn't have nobody from the outside to give Buster an honest opinion. How many superstars outside of Jerry West? I've said this before. I mean to repeat it. Have made it in a front office?
Yeah,
none. None. Yeah. That's it, Jerry West, and but he took Myers under his wing. All these guys have somebody that, like in all our lives, there's somebody out there that takes us under our wing and gives us tough love and pumps the brakes. He doesn't have that. Just because he's Buster Posey superstar doesn't mean he's Buster Posey general manager, president of operations. Until he does it, and they weren't going to compete with the Dodgers or Phillies or the Mets. I mean, come on. Let's be real about it, but to extend Melvin, that shows you where his head is right now. That was insane.
Thanks, thanks, Gary.
And we got to give Gary credit, Stoney. I recognize his voice.
I love his voice.
He's been consistent from the beginning. I'm going to read two texts from you from the same person, the 707, and you tell me which one you agree with more. It's not Melvin's fault, or they don't have enough good players?
Well, they don't have enough good players.
Then how do you get to 40 and 28, Stoney?
No,
seriously.
It's baseball. That's the beauty of baseball. It's 162 games. They're no flukes.
But you're 19 and 33 since.
That's because you're 19 and 33. And that's part of 162 games. I bet you could find, you take out the Rockies.
John Lynch, just real quick about somebody that played and had success.
What does he have to do with anything?
He said guys that take on a role in the front office are not, that it doesn't work out. John Lynch, we could say it worked out for him. Hall of Famer and
verdict's out.
What, two Super Bowls, Donnie? Come on.
Yeah, missed the playoffs 4 out of 8 years. And plus, he's not really even running the show. That's the Shanahan.
Stiney's.
Yes. Shanahan's boat.
Count the bucket.
You know what, Chris A?
What?
Thank you, Chris A. Thank you.
What?
You're listening. Legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Can I? Go ahead.
He says, Goo knows. He's just acting like he doesn't.
That did make me laugh. I don't have answers.
I do. I've been giving them all day long. They can't hit lefties, Goo. That's one of their problems. Secondly, Posey's put together a team that he thought was a better fielding team than it was. It wasn't.
Well, I'll give you Adamas there.
Posey's, congratulate Buster Posey on, he's put together the slowest team in baseball.
Has he really?
Probably.
Adamas is not slow. Baseball slow. No, see, it's that. How many times have they told him to go?
Well, that's, you don't send vending machines to try to steal bases.
Can I call out two of our six hosts? I normally don't do this, but
oh, absolutely.
I'm uncomfortable.
Now do it. I'm sick because I'm sick.
Joe Shasky and Mark Willard.
Do it, dude.
They are my guy. They are my brothers from another mother.
Well,
but I'm getting uncomfortable
you do rip
with
them
the,
when they're not
here I go.
Uh-oh.
The Ohtani slander. He's just a man. These guys are going in on him like he robbed a bank.
I thought
Evan,
this was going to be more serious.
No, I'm serious.
I thought you were really going to take
Willard
a shot at him.
And Shasky, leave him alone. Come on, Evan.
Dude, they're jealous.
You may have solved it.
Of course.
The other word of the day is profiling.
Dude, it's like, let him live, Will and Butch. But Butch this morning did admit he's a good player. But dude, he's not a criminal. He got off. I don't know what's going on with this investment stuff. He's still on the diamond. But they really don't like Ohtani.
See, and this is what you shouldn't be afraid to do, because I've done it, and I am doing it. 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. You guys overreacted to their start. They're an average team. You're right, man. 707, I was wrong. They're not that good.
No, they're not better than we thought.
It happens.
Mr. Mouth, I'm calling you Mouth.
It happens.
When you're saying this the day after the Devers trade? No. You were in the pool with the rest of us.
I was wrong.
Everybody was.
It's liberating.
Yeah, everybody was wrong.
I actually thought Patrick Bailey was half decent.
No, I was wrong. If the top eight hitters were scoring runs, he would fit in.
Elliot Ramos could catch a fly ball. I was wrong. I thought Jung-Hoo Lee was the type of center fielder that could lead off, steal a bag, create some havoc. I was wrong. Let's go to Chris in San Jose.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Two things really quick.
Yeah.
Anything that affects quality, 80% of anything that affects quality is the manager's responsibility.
Mm.
You gave him a pass. He really hasn't shown you anything in previous years that he was a quality manager. Yesterday, you know, I've said before, the team looks like the Bad News Bears. Pop up to right field. In comes the right fielder. He slips and falls.
This is a tough play.
Grass.
Oh,
why
man.
The guy separate?
It's windy.
No. I said the stadium is not conducive to the players playing in it. You know there's wind in the bay.
Yeah.
You know that. So if you're coming in, you have to do a chop step.
Yeah,
he ran in like he was chasing lollipops and candy.
You're right about that.
And he looks like the Bad News Bear throwing, you guys. This is funny. And you're rooting for this team? You think this team is going somewhere?
Well,
are
not
you
now.
Kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think so now. Yeah.
Well, not now. Why would you sell your fans over this team when you have so much knowledge of sports?
Can I just ask you this? I was going to ask him, did he feel that way the day the Devers trade was announced that Sunday? I got to believe he was excited. We all were, and that's why it's a colossal failure.
It's a colossal schnookering.
Well, then you don't think Devers is any good. Dude, he's one of the best boppers in the game.
He hasn't been
that in a Giant uniform.
But he will next year.
I'm not so sure.
Uh-oh.
If you don't fix the stench and find out where that odor is coming from.
Here's the good news. The good news is if Devers doesn't hit next year, you can just fire that manager because it'll be his fault.
Stoney, I know you're at the punchline, but people are hurt, man.
I'm at the punchline, but I'm not all the way in. Seriously, If what if Devers, Chapman, and Adamas are on a slow decline?
Wow. Then you got major problems. But I think it's way too soon to say that, though, okay. Man.
It is too soon to say that. I agree. But it cost you this year. So the first year you got these guys, they didn't produce. They didn't deliver what you wanted.
Right.
Okay, we go to next year. If they're done with it, if they're done, you know, if they're not going to make a run this year, okay, then we come back next year. Well, they better play better next year, right? And here's where I would be like, or what?
Hope is not a strategy.
Well, are you hoping that Devers will hit next year, or do you look at his baseball card and say, the bottom line is he's going to hit next year?
That is it. That's it for me. And, you know, I'm the king of bad analogies, but say what you want, even if you thought it was worthy. Why did Steve Wilks get fired from his defensive coordinator position with the Niners, Steiny?
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Because the defense was bad.
Okay.
Or what they deemed bad, the coach. Right. So that's what's happening with Melvin and his team. It's time for a change to me, and I know I'm being redundant, and get another voice in here and see if that can get Adamas and Devers and Chapman out of these ruts. And Ramos and Jung-Hoo Lee. Every player on the roster. You can.
Of course you
but
can.
But somebody has to pay a price.
Here's the other thing. Maybe you got players. Maybe some of your players aren't that resilient. Sometimes young players aren't resilient. It takes, like, mental toughness. You improve your mental toughness over years and years.
I mean, it is like we're having fun. I'm not having fun, but 10 for 78 with runners in scoring position in their last 12 home games. And that's just been the mantra the whole year. Guy can hit two home runs, be hot as a firecracker, but with runners in scoring position, he'll K, pop up. And we saw it last night. They were threatening. And I'm like, the old Giants are going to make them pay. But that ship has sailed. Thank you. Or did you hit that?
No, I didn't hit it. I think that was a lady screaming or somebody.
This is Robbie Ray.
Oh, yeah. 113 pitches.
That's not that many.
If you look at his game log, Steiny, come on. And we're
snitch.
They've been kidding.
I'm begging you not to make me snitch.
Oh,
right
you
now.
Can.
No, I won't.
Oh, no.
I won't.
If you think I do radio or my commentary, based on bets, Steiny, say that. Oh, how dare you think why is he grinning like the Riddler?
I made it up.
I'm not the guy that takes my personal wins or losses onto the air.
Did you have a parlay last night?
Yeah,
Morrison would say, sitting
through
pretty.
Prize picks. I hit my first four, would have won me $350 for 20.
Okay, what was the fifth one?
Robbie Ray under 98 pitches. And
there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's all you need to know.
No!
How much would you have won?
$450.
You would have won $450.
And they
had Robbie Ray not pitch the sixth inning.
Oh, I thought a new pitcher was coming.
Do you see what we're talking about here?
Steiny, forget the cash. It's about the protection for Ray moving forward. We know they're tired.
You just care about your $450.
Nah, I do, Steiny. Like, what was Melvin doing? Just saying the hell with it? The hell with it? Let him throw 113. We're back in 1978 baseball. I thought it was odd.
Oh, well, when Buster Posey wants to turn back the clock to 2010, everybody's fine. Everybody wants to turn back the clock. Then when Melvin, by the way, he got out of the fifth and sixth inning. How tired could he have been?
But 113 is a lot. Just give us that. Forget prize picks.
You know
113.
You know it's a lot? $450. That's a lot.
Oh, man. I'm like, Melvin, it's not the last game of the season, Bob.
Oh, by the way.
It might be.
I may.
Dude, like, seriously.
On the other side, I may.
What you got?
I got to ask you about something.
Well, I'm here.
Because you're getting close to trouble brewing.
Mm-hmm. Only got a bet with Evan, so I don't think I'm worried yet.
Now, this was just Yeah, I'll just get out right now.
Yeah, tease it.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I might go viral.
It's a little shtick on your big shtick.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Let me tell you what's going to happen today, Giants fans.
It's a wrap!
Give it to us.
We're going
to
cheer you up. Oh. We are?
How?
Just by doing what we do, Gu. You know, there's a lot of people that really like what we do, and they rely on us.
Speaking of which, why didn't you and Evan tell me when you guys went to the Laughing Monk? Couple people asked for me. We're looking for me. Couple fans. And you guys didn't say not one word. I go, couple people came in, thought you.
Well, emphasis on couple.
Actually, I think it was just one. That one guy.
Dude, stop. What's his name? The person that told me today said there was a few. And he was right alongside of you, but I won't snitch.
No, the one guy did say something like, I came out here to meet Guru and I got Evan.
No,
yeah, that's right. You didn't know that one coming.
Oh, man. Like moving forward. Well, I'm here, baby.
All right. I want to just get into this small aspect of last night. And this is going to be gambling related.
We need more gambling. Maybe football season. We put some gambling. No, I'm serious.
Okay. So you made five bets for a parlay.
Okay.
You
hit four.
You won four of them. And then, so Guru bet on Robbie Ray to throw fewer than 96 and a half pitches.
And I felt great about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess, let me just set it up.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm not, And I think Evan's right. They probably put the number at about what his average is.
It's literally his average. Okay. 96.5 pitches per game.
Okay, yeah. So what were you, in the middle, what are you thinking there?
The team's hemorrhaging.
Which team?
The Giants. Okay. Robbie Ray is here to save the day, and his command would be on so much to where he would get his outs early on and be around the strike zone. I didn't anticipate him being wild for him, his standards, and he missed a lot. So forget the 113. I just thought he would be on. Stoney, you ever hear the pitcher, he only threw Kipe or Kruko 5 pitches to get 3 outs. I thought there would be a lot of that. Ended up sitting there watching Machado just foul off what felt like 100 pitches. I'm like, I'm in some trouble. But to let him go 113 with 2 months left, I thought that was odd.
He's getting stronger.
And I thought I had it after the 6 was kind of, I said, I'm good, baby. Who's coming in? And there he was with the ball.
He only walked one guy.
Yeah.
4 strikeouts, another good number, because you don't want a lot of strikeouts.
I tell you what, had that bet been his last couple of starts, I would have hit.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you guys.
He's thrown 100 pitches now, I think three straight starts.
Mm.
But he has had multiple outings this year where he's gone 6 or 7 shutout, and he's thrown less than 96 pitches.
And that's what I was banking on, man.
I would have thought that the reason you placed that bet was because maybe you thought that, the Padres would shell him.
And he would be in the shower.
He'd be pulled in four
innings.
Well,
it was kind of trending that way a little bit. I was, a couple early runs and one more hit from the Padres. Who knows? It's just money.
Lost.
Yeah.
It's fair to wonder about this team right now. You're right about that. You're right about that. I did want to...
Let's make a bet. I'm in the mood.
Okay.
Melvin finished the season.
Yeah.
I'm ready to say no.
Okay. I'll bet you on that. But you won't now.
Yeah.
See, because this is what you do.
Nah.
You say, let's make a bet. I'm going to say something outlandish. You say something outlandish, and then I say, I'll take that bet. And you say it's too outlandish.
Well, I got one with Evan. I'm looking pretty good.
Which one?
Devers, home runs.
I mean, he's got 3 since we made the bet.
What was that bet exactly?
I think it was 11. So he needs 8 more between now and the end of the season.
And they're down to like 38 games, something like that.
I'm rooting for Devers, but Evan, I feel like I'm pretty in a good place. Yeah.
He's going yard today.
Man.
Here's... everybody seems to be wondering what's happened. What do you give me for this? Buster Posey is basically trying to change this team from a platoon dominant team to a team with 7 or 8 everyday starters. And I think what we found out is the reality is that they might not have had any everyday players a couple years ago.
But it worked. They won 107.
That was 4 years ago.
Okay.
I'm talking about 2 years ago. And, right. Okay, so let's just...
Like it then, but it worked.
That's right. And why did it work? Because you batted lefties against righties and righties against lefties. But no, everybody wants a guy that they can
every
get behind. Right. Well, guess what? They don't have enough, what's the word? Not two-way players. But they don't have enough, they don't have enough good all-around hitters. They have too many guys who
strike out, can't hit with runners in scoring position.
They have a lot of platoon players that play every day.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was getting
at. When you said that, Evan, I thought of Bailey. Give me another. We can go around. Give me another one.
He just stinks. But
Jung Hoo Lee.
Oh, man. That's a major mistake.
Anybody in right field, second base. Although.
Casey Schmitz on 4 for 5 yesterday, I told you a week ago, Willard and Dibbs, that I thought he's having a pretty damn good year. I thought he was done. And he's playing. I'm not saying he's your everyday second baseman, but, I mean, man, Evan, do you have a problem with me saying Casey Schmitz been a surprise, a pleasant one?
It surprised me last night. I looked up in the 9th inning. I didn't know he had 4 hits. But Adames can't hit lefties.
Oh, man.
He can't. But he plays every day.
So is that forever that he can't hit lefties.
Yes, last year, his career year, he hit 170 against lefties.
So now that is something you could legitimately ask Buster, did you see that sticker on him before you went and signed him?
If he didn't know.
No, he knew,
didn't hit.
But he was thinking it might change, obviously.
He probably just didn't care. You know, I mean, he still is a good shortstop, and he can hit for power, but he doesn't hit lefties. Meanwhile, you have a guy who is, like, last year, Ramos was a perfect platoon
this
player.
This is incredible, yeah.
He was the second best hitter in all of Major League Baseball against lefties. And this year, he's still pretty good. He just hasn't been as good. And then everything else comes down.
By the way, thank you so much from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. He brought up a bet that we made that there's so many bets that I win that I don't cash in on just because I forget.
In your head.
But he reminded me.
Okay.
You never paid me for the Solaire bet last year.
I can remember the summer day that I paid.
Mm-hmm.
Evan was in Europe or somewhere, and I got you the beverage.
Evan didn't go to Europe last year.
Well, he
yeah, I did.
Thank you.
Sorry.
My goodness. Yeah. You got paid, buddy.
I wasn't here to confirm, so.
Thank you. It was 11:30?
25. You got to put some respect on my gambling.
Because these are fun.
All right. We should play the whole thing.
Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports Bay Area.
Thought it was Flam.
I'm just going to say it. Are you really a media guy and an insider if you can't explain what's going on? Let's hear another guy say, I don't know what's going on.
And the crazy thing is a lot of these guys are going to kind of end up where you would think, like where you would be like, okay, that was fine. He had the season that we expected from him. They just cannot do it at the same time. And we saw Adames go crazy in July, but obviously we know early in the year for him, right now it's Devers and it's Dom Smith, but there's guys behind him who aren't able to do it. So I don't know that I've ever covered a team where you're like, they're healthy. These are their guys. This is their lineup. If you look at the names every day and look at some of the numbers on the scorecard, it looks okay. But then you're not surprised when they score one run. I don't know what, I really don't. I think they are baffled by it a little bit. And I think there's going to be a deep dive in the offseason if it keeps going this way, but I don't know the exact answer because there's been other teams I've covered where it's like, well, you know, they lost this guy, they lost that guy. This is really easy to figure out.
Yeah. Well, you missed Conforto's 20 dingers.
And I'll say this to the great Pavs. When Ramos said what he said after the game yesterday, Steiny, there's no doubt in my mind when he has a batting helmet on at the dish, he thinks he's thinking about hitting. They are so scattered brain at what's going on in the state of the ineptitude that's producing bad at bats because they're frazzled. It's mental now. I really believe it's that.
All right. So if it's mental, how does Bob Melvin unfrazzle them?
You tap into that Pat Riley. You tap into that Kerr. You tap into that Popovich. You tap into that Phil Jackson, Whitey Herzog, Bruce Bochy. It'll be interesting to see if Bruce is available. That's why I think Melvin's going to survive. If he does get ran, it'll be after the season. But if Bruce were to dip out of the Lone Star State, man. I'm just saying a reunion. Like you're laughing. Who called yesterday, Aaron?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Herm Boone, please. Dude's got his own problems.
Was in the World Series last year.
That doesn't matter if you don't win it.
Well, New York's a different
unless you're the Niners. Yes. If you're the Niners and you go to the Super Bowl and you lose it, it's like you win it.
Evan
but
got
if the
me.
Yankees go to the World Series there. And lose it, then it's like losing it. All right, here you go. Alex Pavlovich, you want to hear about Melvin?
Let's do it.
Come on, baby. Pavlovich, what's going on with Melvin?
I said this at the time when they picked up the option that none of these things ever are guaranteed. I mean, it's an option for next year. It's not three more years. It's 1 year. And if the season goes completely in the tank, you never know. I mean, Buster could decide that, hey, we've changed our mind in the last 3 months. I mean, sometimes these things happen quickly, too. There was some ambiguity with Gabe and with Farhan in August and early September about what would actually happen. And there were a lot of questions. And then all of a sudden, it just happened really quickly with both of those guys. I still think Bob will be safe. I think Buster likes working with him. I think, you know, in general, we've seen one thing we've heard from Buster over and over again in recent months is he has put some of this on the clubhouse, which usually you don't hear in professional sports. But I think rightfully he has pointed to these guys and gone, look, this is it's an expensive roster. You guys are a bunch of veterans and you haven't performed. And I think he would probably not feel great about even any perception that he has scapegoated a manager for a team that hasn't played well. I'm not saying that would be the case, but just even anything that it's putting it on one person when I think this is a failure across the board the last month.
And yeah. I'll say this, Donnie, the vote of confidence came on the back end of you never know in regard to they picked up the option. I mean, anything can pop off, but you got to admit it's code red right now. If you're Buster Posey, you are it could be it yourself.
What is
you
code? Okay, so
code red means the siren is going off. Well, five alarm fire right here on 3rd and King. That's what code red means. Fans were booing last night and Sunday. Just think about I heard it. It's not even on the TV.
Right, but code red is something like Buster Posey saying, yeah, you know, I thought this team would be a little better. Might have to make some changes I didn't want. That's code red for Buster Posey.
That's
it's not like his hair's on fire.
Well, the team is.
And you know what? If I know Buster Posey, the one thing I know about him is he's smart and he's patient and he puts in the work. And I guarantee you, this never got out, but I guarantee you he told the ownership group, of which he's a part, yeah, you know what? It's about a 3-year project.
Like, yeah, we'll see. You don't make that financial commitment thinking it's a 3-year
project.
That's
the only way you make the financial commitment.
I think this dive or swoon is so disappointing. Is you put your money up, man. Posey did that. And I get it. Verlander has not worked out. But other than that, I have no qualms with Adamas and the left-handed splits and Devers. Okay. Well, I just know they're underperforming. I'll give you that. And but that's just like everybody else in the Bay. We don't know why.
Yeah, I do. I know why. There's a million reasons that we can come up with, and there's probably a million reasons that we'll never know. But the reality of the situation is Willy Adamas is not going to hit 32 home runs as a Giant.
This year.
Next year.
Well,
the year after.
Like, he gets off to a better start. And we saw what he did last month. He was on fire. So, again, it's not just one somebody. It's a collective. And that's what's scary to me. It's across the board. And now you're talking about, we didn't play the Fleming sound. He was talking about maybe changing positions for both the left fielder and center fielder. Just think about just having that thought. Or is that something you got to deal with? I mean, man, you are behind the eight ball for real.
Let me ask you a question about Jung-Hoo Lee. Did without ever seeing him play, did we just assume he was going to hit 300 and be a great center fielder?
Yeah, Steiny, you're going to laugh, but you know just how they got him and where he came from. I was thinking Baby Ichiro, something like that. That's my fault. I didn't know anything about him. But I thought, oh my gosh, when he got hurt last year, what could have been? And he's not even batting leadoff. And Flem also talked about Ramos. He should be batting third, ideally. Like,
not against lefties. No, I'm kidding.
Just saying, man. There's a litany of questions. And you can't blow this thing up. You got too much money on the books.
Well, I'm actually now starting to hear Chapman's name being brought up. And I've actually heard Devers' name get brought up.
I mean, at this point, would anything surprise you?
Yes.
Okay.
It would surprise
both of those.
It would surprise me if they trade either Chapman or Devers or even Adamas. How about Alex Pavlovich? Can we blame the coaching staff?
They have fired their manager. They fired their president of baseball operations. They have gotten rid of a lot of coaches in the last few years. At some point, you can't keep going to those people. At some point, maybe you have to look at how you're developing, or at some point, you put it on the clubhouse, which I think Buster has done. I don't know what they'll do at the end of the season if it keeps going this way and they end up 500, because it is going to be pretty similar to previous years. But we've seen that cost people their jobs. I think there probably would be some staff changes in that case. And look, Buster will have had a full year to digest, see who he wants to keep and what he wants to do behind the scenes.
So I really feel like, Steiny, and it's your prerogative, Bobby Brown, it truly is. When I say, and Willard and Dibbs backed me up yesterday, when I say a team looks lifeless, you don't go running and put that on the ledger of the manager. Like, does that mean, does Melvin get a pass for the fact, forget the wins and losses, Steiny, they look dead, lifeless. That means so much. That means you cannot galvanize, or you've tried everything, and that's why you got a team not just losing, they look like they're not even into it. Like, does that mean nothing to you, anything to you at all?
I don't know how you can appear any way other than lifeless when you're getting 5 hits a game. And here's the other thing, like, what makes a team not look lifeless? Well, one thing is running the bases. You know, can you try to make something happen on the bases? They can't. Can you, I don't know, try to bunt for more hits?
But what about last night, another version of a pop-up, whoever you want to blame it on, dropping? Like, Steiny, this is a major leagues. Like, that's borderline embarrassing. And to be honest, it's not just one time. I wouldn't even bring it up. It keeps happening.
Well, I mean,
that's kind of like, what? Are you serious?
So are you mad at Melvin for putting Fitzgerald in right field?
I'm mad at Melvin for not calling out Evan or Steiny or Carter. I'm tired of the, oh, when Ramos was running the bases with his head cut off, check him. Sit his ass down.
Well, that's,
No, that's a way without words. Maybe just real quick, Steiny, you could send a different message without words. Sit his ass down. But you kept running him out there, and that was an opportunity missed. Sometimes if you're not doing it, your words aren't working, send a message with the playing time. And maybe that'll just sit him down. Have him watch a game. It's just who I am at my core, man. Well, I don't think that's happening over there.
The bigger picture to me is they want guys to play every single day. That's why he doesn't want to take Ramos out.
So there's no repercussions under Melvin? There's nothing.
Are there better options than these guys? I got to believe Melvin thinks no. And then, then we get into maybe this team isn't as deep as teams in the past.
Okay, I'm just looking at it from this. Sometimes you got to take a step back to take two steps forward. And maybe the lesson that Ramos would have gotten had he not been in the lineup the day after a couple blunders would have been so – it had so much gravity, it might have – without words, it might have shook him in the right direction. But to say you're just – the team's so afraid because they don't have a good replacement – like, all right, what are you really gaining by letting an infraction go?
I mean, why did Drew Gilbert have to pay the price the other night for anything?
Well, he hadn't. He was a youngster trying to make something happen.
Okay, Ramos is a youngster.
Yeah, and he's done it over and over, so it shouldn't be happening to the degree it is. But that, yeah, that young guy, that was, he was trying to make something happen, Steiny.
If you want everyday players, then you better get players who are capable of playing every day.
And you think they got too many.
And what, they don't have enough.
Well, too many that can't play every day.
Yes. And like, you bring up a good point with Ramos. Ramos has to play every day. He has to.
But if you're this inept, does he really? I'm not being a smartass.
He might be their best hitter.
Right, but what is it really equating to?
Well, what is Devers equating to that he's hot the last month? What is Adames equated to? He's been playing well for 2 months. Like, what does any of it equate to? Like, they haven't been able to do anything that's equated to wins. And, you know, the other thing is, like, this is why, like, you have to play Ramos because he's one of your best players.
All right.
But he's flawed. He's not a great player. If you play him every day, you will end up paying the price here and there in the field. And apparently, he's not the greatest base runner. So, I mean, I guess you could bench him for
one game.
And I would say, what the hell's one game going to do? Like,
send a message
to? I don't know.
Huh? And they don't know either. So I can't be so wrong.
What do you mean?
The team doesn't know.
No, they do.
Ramos told you yesterday.
They know.
They know what?
They know they're not good enough. And this is the way you talk about it. This is the way you talk about your team when you know you're not good enough.
All right, I'm going to go wordplay here. And I told Nahegan last night, we tried to do spaces, had some technical difficulty. I found out I was a fill-in. But I got to tell you this, Donnie. Melvin, just go up there and say, I'm doing a bad job. Say, just even if you don't believe it, that's how you win people over. But not, I've had 100 meetings, I've tried everything. Just say, I stink. It's on me. Steiny, we've seen guy managers do that. People gravitate to that. He's not once said, I'm doing a bad job. All he keeps talking about is, I set out the paper plates, I wanted to have a party, I had streamers, that people were here. No, Mel, you've used that card in that deck enough. Start saying you stink.
To me, that reeks of
realness.
No, little league. You know, it's, and again, I like, you know, you believe in that stuff. I don't believe in it as much. Mm. And like, I don't know, like, I don't, Buster Posey's a Giants legend and he's now running the team and he's doing the best he can, but like, there's no, like, you don't get extra wins because Buster Posey's a class act and his players respect him. Like, it, like, this idea that Posey's presence will make players improve, like, that's what I don't, that's what I don't understand. Yeah, I got you. All right. Oh, we got Valkyries tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, buddy.
See, he did it. You see?
What?
I said, we got Valkyries tonight. And he just shakes his head.
At you blowing past the break.
You could help. Coming up tonight at 4:30, the Valkyries, they take on the Washington Mystics. You can hear it all on the Valkyries channel, on the Odyssey app. Valkyries now 16-15 after back-to-back wins. They're right now in seventh, a game and a half up for the final playoff berth. They take eight teams. Maybe they're one and a half up on the ninth place team. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones, they have the call, and you can watch the games on KPIX+. Pre-game starts at what time? 4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.